From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Being chosen as an author for the Southside Book of the Month with Jill Appleton is one of life's top honors. Now on to the Booker Prize for Literature.
With the Middlesbrough Literary Festival beginning tomorrow, we thought we would review a book by one of our guest authors, Cathy Lett. Australian-born Cathy is author of several best-selling books and a master of witty conversation, so if you're looking for some humorous entertainment, why not pop down to Middlesbrough Central Library on Monday the 17th of June to meet Cathy in person. The book we have chosen is called Alter Ego, and according to Cathy's website, her books are described as funny, frivolous and feisty, and this certainly goes some way to describing this book.
What I really want to do is hail the winged chariot.
He yawns, peering at his watch.
Jesus, what are you people? Vampires?
What makes Julian an unusual human rights activist is that he hates humans. Leaving early was part of his people avoidance program. This was a guy who liked humankind in theory, but not in practice. You always want to go early, I sulked. You're a social premature ejaculator. Do you know that?
Spoken by the woman who climbed out of the loo window on her own wedding day.
We never have any fun anymore. You're such a grown-up.
Yeah, well, it's time you grew up too.
And it's time you grew down. Jesus Christ, we're just like an old... I nearly said married couple, but stopped just in time. The thump-thump of the music, the oppressive warmth of the room, the psychological claustrophobia of being at a wedding with the man I jilted, made me feel as though I'd been swallowed whole by a boa constrictor. I need a cigarette. I stood up.
You don't smoke.
Julian chastised, taking me by the wrist and tugging me back into my chair. Oh, Julian, I said sadly, you sound just like a husband. If I didn't get outside and fast, I thought I might regurgitate my £85 a head meal onto the antique woven rugs, watched by the portraits of censorious ancestors and the dark eye slits of suit after suit of sinister armour. I wrenched off my shoes, hitched up my frock, and ran through the hall, down the stone steps and across the dewy lane that rioted with tulips, dodging an eerie, topiary lingerie and assorted follies deep into a cool, dark glen. I leant, wheezing against an oak. I looked up at the tangled canopy, necklace with dew. Glinting through the trees, I glimpsed the dark ribbon of river. I took in the faraway sounds of people laughing, masts clinking, boat engines receding into silence. I also, ever so slowly, realised that I was listening to someone else's breathing. At the sound of match striking, I wheeled around. A flickering orange ember illuminated a male hand. I peered through the hungry shadows, trying to discern the interloper.
Wouldn't it be sad if there are no little green men?
Said the cigarette end.
Suppose human beings are as intelligent as intergalactic life gets.
The story begins on the morning of Becky Steele's wedding day. Becky is suddenly suffering from a bad case of cold feet. The thought of spending her life with loving, reliable, but slightly boring Julian, and even worse, having to stay faithful to him, has filled her with fear. Encouraged by her two best friends, the anti-men feminist Kate and the desperate-to-marry royalty Anouska, Becky decides to jump out of the window and run away. Fiancé Julian is devastated, but despite the occasional sarcastic remark about her fear of commitment, the two continue as they were. That is until Becky meets rude, crude American rap star Zachary. What Zach lacks in intelligence, he makes up for in other ways, and Becky is unable to resist him. What follows is an outrageous romp with Becky foolishly thinking she can have it all, both men, both lifestyles, and friends who will be there when she needs them. Of course, she is sadly mistaken.
An average person tells a lie every 8 minutes. Do my hair plugs look real? Answer yes. Have I put on weight? Answer no. Good morning is, in England, a lie for most mornings of the year. As is, I hate to bother you, but blaming traffic when you're late, faking cystitis when you'd rather watch a yard than have sex, pretending it was a mistake when billed for watching porn channels in your hotel room. Society would be unbelievable if people started telling the truth. Marriages would crumble, friendships dissolve. As CVs are complete, works of fiction, nobody would ever get a job. Not me, anyway. No. Honesty is way, way too subversive. The only downside to lying is getting found out, which brings me to...
Lying. A beginner's guide. 1. Don't look down at your hand. 2. Don't cover your mouth with your hands. 3. Don't lick your lips a lot. 4. Don't breathe erratically. 5. Don't nose rub, ear tug, or fidget with clothing. 6. Don't forget what lies you've actually told.
Oh, I had to chaperone an artist through a press interview over dinner. I kept my eyes fixed on his.
Didn't you promise always to tell me when you were going to be late?
His suit was as crumpled as his face, and there was a whiskey fog in the air. Did I? I started to lick my lips and quickly bit my tongue.
Yes, just last week, when you were late.
Sorry. I forced my breath to stay even. I don't remember.
Well, why don't you look in that mental sieve where you keep all our conversations?
My nose got itchy. My ears cried out to be tugged. My clothes ached to be readjusted.
And anyway, I rang the office. They said you left before lunch.
Oh, yes. Well, I had a meeting with the Art Council.
What? For 8 hours?
Then I had a swim.
You're always swimming. You must have swum the equivalent of the Atlantic 10 times of the last month. In case you hadn't noticed, mankind evolved out of the water. So why are you so desperate to get back in?
Another trick up the adulterous sleeve, well, trouser leg, is not to alleviate your guilt by being overly nice to the man you're cheating on, or he'll get really suspicious. What you have to do is be really, really awful. Awful enough to make him think that he's the one who's done something.
This is the kind of book that will shock you with its outrageous characters, rude one-liners and naughty scenes. Although Becky's behaviour is despicable, you can't help wondering what devilish deed she's going to get up to next. A fun, easy read, definitely one for the girls.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
From Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls and the Book of the Month show with Jill Appleton, Jill Prowse and Rob Nichols, this is Shane Rimmer congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this podcast.
Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223 34. That's 01642 223 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to cause.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Book of the Month. More than a podcast, greater than a radio show, quite simply an audio treat for the enlightened with Jill Appleton and Jill Prowse. and every so often, some extremely lovely writing.
Being chosen as an author for the Southside Book of the Month with Jill Appleton is one of life's top honors. Now on to the Booker Prize for Literature.
Yes, and of course he was once part of a literary festival event himself. That's Shane Rimmer, of course, the voice of. Okay, in the studio, it's the A-team in many ways. We have Jill Prowse. Hello, Jill.
Hi there.
And we also have the fantastic Rob Nichols as well. How are you, Rob?
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, also a little kudos to Kaylee, who was the voice that we actually heard there. If you thought my female impersonation was actually taking a step forward there, no, it wasn't. It was the reading. So well done, Kaylee. Marvellous stuff there. And she's read the book. I don't think she's actually, well, she's not here. She couldn't be here today. And we didn't manage to get her comments on it. But let's go to Jill Prowse. First and foremost, Bad Girls Will Love It. Unfailingly delicious. Did you love it, Jill?
Well, I have to say that it is like a cross between Bridget Jones' Diaries and Fifty Shades of Grey on speed. That's how I would best describe it.
Amphetamines, perhaps.
But no, it's interesting, and it's certainly action-packed, and it does keep your interest. I think by the time I got halfway through, I was getting a little bit bored, if I'm honest. Starting to get a little bit bored, think it's a little bit samey, wondering if it was just going to be another half a book of that, and perhaps thinking about maybe putting it down. But persevered, and then of course it took a few twists and a few turns and became a little bit more interesting again, and quite enjoyed the end, like the quirky end. So no, it's a good holiday read, I would say.
As somebody who's actually married to a former rock star, did you see any parallels between Gary and Zachary?
Oh dear, I hope he's not listening here.
Well.
None whatsoever, if I'm absolutely honest.
What, none?
But actually, no, when it comes to sort of the lifestyle, and I mean, I wasn't with my husband when he was in his band and everything and touring.
Well, this is the point, you might have been Julian, you might have had that interconnection.
Yeah, but he, from things he's told me, stories, which are quite interesting, he's told me from the past and when he was on the road and when he supported sort of different groups. Yeah, I think that's not too far from the mark with some of the ways that was portrayed. I think if you're not easily shocked and you don't mind sort of swear words and a little bit of sexual innuendo,
etc. The language is industrial.
Yeah, yeah. Then I think you can take it for what it is, a good sort of read, a good girly read. And and as I say, the second half saves it from being a bit too repetitive and getting a bit boring. It actually does liven up after the second half, and there's quite a few twists and turns that I wasn't expecting. So that keeps you interested a bit more. So it's okay.
We do, of course, have the Genuine Article rock star sitting next to you, as the microphone is passed on to that. So can you remember Shrug and a whole heap of other scenarios?
Rob, maybe not.
Have you encountered any agents who might have been like the agent who was portrayed in the book, you know, ex-mafia and...
No. I haven't encountered anybody at all like any of the characters in the book. Maybe it's because it's a few years ago, isn't it? I was probably about the same age as that person.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
I was thinking about that age gap as well, but it probably, they kept going on about, like, being 10 years. I suppose with it being the woman that's older than the man, etc., it didn't seem... I wasn't sure it was quite as massive a thing as... But all the characters are, yeah, that horrible.
And also, this was written 10 years after Joan Collins and Dynasty and the whole 80s setup. So, I mean, I will say, I thought that the use of the vernacular and the popular level register that Kathy Lett actually writes in is extremely good, and she does get a rhythm which covers a whole range of wittinesses. That, I mean, the sort of guide to carrying sort of fair lying. She goes through a whole range of things there, which are nice. I think in the pre-show chat, you mentioned that she might have actually been on Loose Women. I think it's the kind of novel where you think, actually, yes, the TVC's Loose Women could almost have been based on this, etc. Not sure where, you know, the Women's Journal, Kate figures writing letters, Queen of the Wisecrack, the Mae West de nos jours. I suppose, yeah, Mae West of our times is one of the things that's actually there. I mean, Rob, were there any characters that you found sympathetic at all?
I mean, I don't know
Julian?
What you're supposed to wear, really. There was one crunch thing when they go for the dinner party, and I just thought, all those people that are acting as if they're out of the 70s rather than the 90s, the reaction to somebody because he's black was a bit frightening, really.
I found it quite unrealistic, that bit, really. I must admit, when I read that bit, I thought, I don't think at that time that they would have been like that. Yeah, as you say, 60s, 70s, maybe a little
especially
bit
especially the lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And, no, I agree with you. I thought that was a bit over the top, really.
I thought it was very funny, though. I can see the Mae West thing, because there's more one-liners in this book than you'd get from, you know, it's incredible. Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, she's performing at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival.
Yes, she is, on Monday night. And she, I think I heard her on the television doing interviews, and she's very entertaining, so I think it'll be quite a good night. I think she'll keep everyone amused.
Okay, well, I mean, we appreciate, obviously, Cathy Lett, and who knows, she may well join us in the not-too-distant future. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what's happening for the Middlesbrough Book Festival, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to it live, if you're listening to it on Friday, the 14th of June, and it's tomorrow. If you're listening to it later, then it might already have gone, but it's up to you, really. It's the thing about podcasts and shows, etc. Marks out of 10 for Cathy Lett's alter ego. Let's go with Rob first.
7.
I'll give it 7.5.
I'll give it 7.
Yeah, I think I'm going 7 overall. I think I'm going 7. It's I would agree, a rare sort of set of unanimity there in terms of the sequence there. So, yeah, which is a fun. Although, well, technically, I don't know, with the Michael Gove new regulations, does that mean that's actually second from top or second from bottom? I mean, have we actually graded it in terms of the new English GC? I don't know. You know, we'll have to discuss that. We'll just say it's 7 out of 10 or 70% at this stage, 75 out of 10. All right, Jill, you've got the brochure. You can also point us in the direction of the website for the 2013 Middlesbrough Literary Festival. I know we've got Dean Wilkinson, who's coming along and doing a whole stack of things as ever, which is great stuff.
Yes, one of our favourites from Southside. Yep. He'll be coming to do some script writing workshop for the children. Mm-hmm. If you are keen on getting into writing, and you fancy yourself as a bit of an author, our opening event is a Writers' Open Day. There are going to be lots of experts there to give you any advice if you want to get into writing, or if you're thinking, how do I self-publish, that kind of thing. There'll be people there who can give you a bit of advice, and there'll also be events going on for the children too. So that's at Central Library tomorrow, and it all happens between 10 and 4. We've got Cathy on Monday, and lots
when we say tomorrow, we'll just say Saturday the 15th of June.
Saturday,
we'll give dates, I think, because people will be confused otherwise.
Yeah, and if you like a drink as well, later on Saturday, there's Electric Kool-Aid Cabaret at the Westgarth Club on Southfield Road.
Known, of course, for hosting a very famous birthday party in recent times.
Yes, we went and enjoyed a good night there a few months back, yes. So you could go there, and it's a free event, so that should be good. We've got Cathy Lett on Monday the 17th of June. We've got lots of writing workshops over the next fortnight at various different libraries.
You see, the thing we should actually say here is this is the opportunity for writers to actually start those first steps to getting their book on the Book of the Month show.
Yes.
As indeed Jenny Finch has sort of, you know, demonstrated in all sorts of ways when she acknowledged this programme in one of our latest novels, basically.
Yeah, and now she's on to a third novel.
And is going to be one of a celebrity panel of Book of the Month when the Book of the Month goes live.
Yes, that'll be on the 24th. Monday at Thorntree Community Hub, we'll be doing a live Book of the Month programme, so anyone can come down and join in. We'll be reading the 39 steps.
Not all of it, excerpts. The format of the show will remain the same. We'll have the Jill Appleton script, we'll have live readings, I think, but we'll also have Rob Nichols, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Jenny Finch, as mentioned, will be there, and I believe that we've also got, as well as yourself, Jill, another fine librarian who has never done the Book of the Month, but Ruth Cull
will also be coming too. And later on in the day, we've got a couple of local authors who will be there to give you a little talk about their career and also do a writing workshop on the afternoon. We've got a talk about Jack the Ripper one night. We've got a costume historian doing Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, if you fancy that. They'll also
always
be...
goes down very well with the Prowse household. I always think they're kind of more kind of gothic rock stars as opposed to, you know, rock stars, really. Glam rock stars.
Yeah, and then there's a talk on the mysterious case of Mary Ann Cotton, the first lady serial killer who was from Durham, so that should be quite interesting. So
people are confused, don't bring your cornflakes along, it's a different kind of serial killer. So couldn't resist it.
Yeah.
They'll all go on with it,
yeah. So there's all sorts going on. So if you're interested in finding out more, if you go on to the Middlesbrough Literary Festival website, you just put in Middlesbrough Literary Festival and the brochure will come up and all the details of the events are on there.
I was amazed at how low the prices are. Some of them are actually free.
Oh,
like,
yes.
For instance, the Book of the Month Live. Free. Exactly,
free.
Yes.
Totally,
you know?
Free.
So it's amazed on that. And others, literally, is £5 a pound. I mean, Kathy Letts, does that come in?
£7
for
Kathy Letts.
Ridiculously low price.
And Andy Kershaw on the 25th at the Mink Bar in Middlesbrough. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in that.
Yeah.
Long time BBC radio presenter, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Brother of Liz, I believe.
Indeed, yeah. Same university as me.
You see, there we are. It's bonding in all sorts of ways there. So heaps of great stuff. So, Jill Prowse, anything grab your attention there? I mean, sadly, you won't be able to join us for the Book
not
of
Not for the live one, I'm afraid. It's had to change time, and I'm afraid I'm not available. But I know it'll be fabulous, so get yourselves along there. Lots of things, actually. I love the costume ones, and I fancy the Jack the Ripper and the first serial killer. I like things like that. I just think I'm going to go online, have a look at all the information, have a look at all of them, and if I'm free any time, get myself along.
I'm just actually trying to multitask here, put up via a search engine the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, just to actually test Jill. And yes, there we are. It's coming up. It's loading, and it's all coming through there with the 2013 Middlesbrough Literary Festival and fiction, poetry, writing workshops, biography, music, storytelling. It's Saturday the 15th through to Saturday the 29th of June. Events listings are all there in all sorts of ways. You can download the brochure from there. Also like it on Twitter and Facebook, which is always great from that point of view. I might as well talk on microphone, otherwise people will say, what's he doing? Is he practicing for the live one already? As we say, the book that we're doing for that, as you rightly said, is the 39 Steps, the John Buchan classic, so that's fine. We thought ahead to July, is looking at that, because the first time we've done two, really. I mean, or do we just have a right lie down?
No, because I thought, as our next programme is at the library, and it's where we keep our reading group store of books, I thought that maybe you would like to choose our next one and
really?
Have a good old rummage through our books.
Well, that's a weight of responsibility.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting it this time of the day, but never mind. Fantastic stuff. You've been listening to the Book of the Month with Southside Broadcasting in association with Middlesbrough Library Services. I noticed we get a little credit at the end of the thing there, just behind CVFM. I wasn't quite sure how to take that, but what the hey, you know, we share and bond in all sorts of ways, which is great stuff there, and obviously BBC Tees, so great stuff there. I will actually sort of just take a few moments here, say a few seconds. We've done this several times this week already, but I'd just like to put a little tribute out to one of our Southsiders who was very key and important part of the group, and also a key broadcaster over 18 years with BBCT's Mark Turnbull, who sadly passed away. I think Rob, you obviously would have met him and known he was a great character.
Yes, real character.
And so he's sort of off there, so a little tribute there. I don't know how he would have related to Kathy Letts' alter. Actually, I do know exactly what he would have said about Kathy Letts' alter ego, and it would not have been broadcastable. So that's by the by. Jill, you'll be back with us next month, presumably.
I will. Yes.
Excellent.
Look forward to it.
There we are. Southside Book of the Month. Can we say bye bye now?
Bye.
Bye.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.